Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So, a brouhaha after what you said yesterday in the Dáil during your motion of confidence speech. So you said that extending the eviction ban is not necessarily going to solve this crisis. And you said it's like making sweets free for children. Now, a lot of people were offended by that. What did you mean?
Well, what I said was just an analogy in an effort to get the message across that short-term solutions don't always work in the long term. I could have, for example, said that clearing the clutter by putting in the cupboard doesn't address long term. I could have said papering over the cracks doesn't fix the wall long term.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I have four children myself, Claire. I wouldn't say anything derogatory about children. I'm sorry if people were offended by what I said. It certainly wasn't my intention. My intention was to focus on issues, solutions that are available, that have been made available, that need to be concentrated on. And the fact that extending the ban, you know, was creating this impression amongst many members of the public that existing notices of to quit that will come into effect in the coming months can somehow be magicked away. Mm-hmm. That's not the case either. And the opposition know that.
Yeah.
And they, I believe, like me in my own constituency, where I have 20 cases of such a nature, that I impressed upon the government the need to put to improve the tenant in situ project and initiative, and I'm working with councillors and councils to ensure that those real long-term solutions such as that are put into effect, and I would hope other deputies of opposition and government would do likewise with their colleagues and councillor colleagues and councils throughout the country.
So you're apologising if offence was caused, but you know now that offence was caused. You know that comparing sweets for children to people who are losing their homes, that is offensive, isn't it?
People find that offensive. I'm apologising if that is the case. I personally, as I said, didn't set out to offend anybody. As I said to you, I have four children myself. I love my children.
It's not
I love
the children,
all children
you're offending.
For God's sake.
It's not the children you're offending. Look, it's tenants.
But I think Claire, let's talk about solutions rather than spending time on the radio talking about what I said.
No,
I've
it's about no.
That.
It's a.
I think people
no, hang
are more
on,
interested
Barry.
In hearing
no,
practical solutions.
Sorry, that's not.
And they
you're
want
not going to draw a line under it because this is about lack of compassion, as Cian O'Callaghan, the Social Democrats TD, said, and a lack of understanding of the stress that people who may be about to lose their homes
Claire,
are going through.
Claire, as I just said to you, I represent a constituency, Laois Offaly. I have clinics in Tullamore, Burra and Edenderry every week. I meet and live with people who are impacted by this. I've just told you, I've about 20 cases where people are facing the horrible vista of not knowing if there's a solution to their issue when a notice of to quit is acted upon.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with my government colleagues to ensure that there is a programme in place to deal with that. As late as it was coming to the table, it's there. And I would expect other TDs like Cian O'Callaghan, like Eoin O'Rear and anybody else with a problem with what I said yesterday to ensure that the cases that have been brought to their attention get the sort of resolution that the government has put in place for such cases.
Did you plan those remarks, though? Did you write them down? Were you speaking from notes?
Look, I'd like people to hear the context in which I said that one sentence. Like I said, I take it seriously. I spoke about how this is a housing emergency and crisis. I spoke, as I said, how I'm working with councillor colleagues in my own county. I implored other deputies to work with councils to act on government instructions, allowing tenants to remain in situ, whether they're on a housing list or not. And applying that policy to those that are not on housing list is another solution that has come to bear as a result of the pressure that has come from opposition. Accept and appreciate the progress that has been made on foot of their representations and get out there and ensure that those people whom I've the height of respect for, I know, and for people to imply that I somehow don't appreciate, understand or have empathy for those that are faced with this situation. I'm an elected representative for the last 30 years. I have situations in my own county where houses are being social houses being constructed in Edenderry.
What I also see is that you said it's like making sweets free for children. It doesn't show much compassion. And today you're saying I have great respect for children and I'm sorry if I offended people. It's not really an apology, Barry.
Look, I'm saying to you, Claire, if people were offended by what I said, it wasn't my intention.
They were offended.
It wasn't my intention. It wasn't my intention to offend them. Sure, how much more do you want me to say? But what I want to do is ensure that people realise that progress is being made, more progress can be made. I couldn't say 3 years ago, Claire, that there was houses under construction in Eden, Derry, Dangan, Tullamore, Mucla, Clara, Ballycumber, Belmont, Banner and Burr. But I can say it now because of the work and effort we're making as representatives within a government party to ensure that progress is made, that progress will be made for these people who are faced with this terrible vista by virtue of the fact that the funding will be made available to buy the house that they're in.
I know there was a lot of heat in the Dáil yesterday, but, you know, given that we've had all sorts of housing charities across the board, approved housing bodies, all expressing their fears about the impact that the government decision will have on increasing homelessness. I just wonder, did you stop and think at any point, is using this analogy the right thing to do here? Is it appropriate?
My whole focus and emphasis in the words that I said yesterday was to implore upon those representatives in the Dáil who have a responsibility and duty to act on the representations that they receive as privileged members of the Dáil Éireann, is to ensure that government have a resolution to people who find themselves in a situation that they're in facing notices the coming weeks and months. Mm-hmm. The government has responded to that. Like I said, they might not have responded as quickly as we would have wanted, but they have put a solution in place, and it's our duty as representatives to ensure that that solution is adhered to and implemented. And that's what I wanted to implore upon those representatives. Because as I said to you, Claire, many of those in opposition would have you believe that extending the eviction ban will wipe away and magic away if existing notices to quit that have been issued in accordance with the law. You can't pass retrospective law. I know that, you know that, and the opposition parties who propose to do so would be better placed to tell the public that than have them believe that they would be magicked away by extending the ban, which is what they sought to do.
But because of your comments, you're trending on Twitter today. People have a strong opinion on what you said, and you've left the gate open now for them that politicians are removed from the reality of what life is like for people who are struggling.
If I was removed from reality, Claire, I wouldn't be making representations to my local authority in relation to the 20 cases that have come to me seeking assistance. I wouldn't have made representations to Dara O'Brien, to other colleagues within Fianna Fáil to ensure that the government put measures in place to put a solution in place and a permanent solution in place for those people impacted by such measures. So that, you know, opposition, detractors, those who have no time for me or never will have any time for me are only too delighted to pick up on the analogy I use by virtue of the fact that it seeks to give the impression that I somehow have no empathy or no feeling or no appreciation for the people that I represent.
But you did leave the goal open for them in using the Swedes analogy. You know,
yeah,
those
and
people
maybe
who
now
say, we'll
that,
never
maybe now
you.
That you've had this time with me, you could bring those people on and ask them how many representations they've had that they've gone to their local authority to address the situation that those people that came to them have in front of them. How many times have they been in touch with their local authority? How many times have they sought to see that the inspection has taken place, that the efforts are being made to purchase the house so as that those people have a long-term solution? A short-term solution from their perspective was to bring this government down, to have an election and take 6 months to put a government in place to bring forward solutions. Mm-hmm. Again, sure, that's going around in circles.
Just on another statement on this matter, the Taoiseach himself, Leo Varadkar, said that judges would be very reluctant to enforce evictions. And then this morning you had the Chief Executive of FLAC, the Free Legal Advice Centre, Eilish Barry, who said she felt compelled to come out and say on Morning Ireland that the District Court doesn't have the discretion to prevent evictions if the notice has been served properly. There's a real disconnect here, is there not, between what the government sees and what people are experiencing?
Like I said to you, any notices, like when the temporary ban was put in place towards the end of last year, all parties and none were aware of the fact that during the course of that ban, notices to quit will and could be issued, and they were issued. And the law of the land is such that you can't retrospectively put law in place now to wipe those away, even though the impression might have been given, and it was given, and nobody sought to correct it on the part of many members of the opposition. I've met people who thought by extending the ban, the notice to quit that's on their kitchen table could be wiped away. That's not the case. That's not the fact. And that's not something that the opposition have been straight about.
Yeah, okay.
Address what Leo Varadkar said.
Judges would be very reluctant to enforce evictions. The head of the Free Legal Advice Centre this morning on Morning Ireland said, that's not right.
Look, you know, my understanding of a judge who has a duty to uphold the law of the land, and it can't deviate or stray from that, and that's the fact. As I said to you, notices to quit that were issued, you know, within the law, have to be acted upon unless they want to withdraw them themselves. But where they wish to retake their property, where they wish to put their own family members in it, where they wish to sell it for whatever reason, is their right that we can't ignore. And unfortunately, the courts can't ignore either.
So why would the Taoiseach say that? It just shows a lack of understanding.
Look, the Taoiseach can answer his own questions. I can't answer them for him. I can only speak for my own colleagues within my own party and the impression I wish to make upon them in order to ensure that there's adequate policies and solutions and initiatives in place to help and assist people who are facing with this terrible vista, which is having a notice to quit and not knowing if there's a solution at the end of it.
Why did you feel the need to come on today and address the comments you made yesterday?
Because I wanted to talk about the wider issues that I raised during the course of my deliberations yesterday and assure people that they have a responsibility to ensure that their own representatives are working the initiatives that have been provided for government to provide a solution.
There wasn't any pressure put on you to retract them.
There's no pressure put on me at all. I simply wanted to clarify the fact that I never set out to offend anyone, nor would I ever do so, especially because of the record that I have within my own constituency to help and assist people, which I continue to do. But more to the point, in government, you make hard, tough decisions, but you also find ways of means by which you can address these issues. We are doing that, and especially in relation to the immediacy of this problem, the government have put aside quite a lot of money, quite a lot of responsibility, and quite a lot of an onus of responsibility on local authorities to act on that initiative, because they are vested in the
people.
But
it must unsettle you that you were your party's housing spokesperson in opposition. But since then, your party's back in government and homelessness is worse now.
Look, this government is providing record funding towards social housing, has brought in initiatives of cost rental schemes where there was none, affordable schemes where there was none, help to buy schemes of 30,000 to help with deposits, renovation of derelict and void homes up to the tune of 50,000. We're spending twice as much as any other country in the EU in relation to social housing. As I said to you, I couldn't say 3 years ago that there was homes being built across my county the way they're being built today.
Yes,
has it been resolved, Claire? No, it hasn't.
No,
Are we working hard to try and resolve it? Of course we are.
In September of 2015, you sent a press release saying the latest homeless figures confirm the true extent of the homeless emergency. This is 2015. At that time, 700 families were homeless across Ireland, 1,500 children without a home. You called that a scandal. Today, the number of homeless families, 1,600, and there are 3,431 children in that number.
Yes, and we've had COVID in the meantime. We've had a cost of living crisis. And you know what we haven't addressed yet, which I did then seek to address and sought to address when preparing the programme for government as well, the whole area of planning, the log jams in relation to planning. Now, I would have hoped the government would have instructed the Attorney General to provide a planning and development bill to address many of the issues that are creating that logjam. Instead, it asked the Attorney General to provide a report, to provide a bill. He has done so, and it'll be before the Dáil in the coming weeks.
Yeah,
because it's imperative. It's imperative, for example, that Bord Pleanála is given statutory time periods to make a decision rather than the length of time it's taken presently
but
and has taken over
the years. But the homelessness figures, according to yourself, were a scandal in 2015.
Yeah.
What are they now?
Because it's terribly unfortunate that we have a planning and development legislation that allows planning logjams of up to 5 years when it only takes 25 weeks to build a house at the most. Mm-hmm. And that is because many people within opposition parties in the Dáil objecting to planning development, objecting to housing developments, and using the judicial review system and abusing the judicial review system, so much so that we are in need, in my book, of emergency legislation to bar a lot of that process in order to ensure that houses are constructed.
It's still a scandal, is it?
Look, it's always a scandal when there are children and homelessness of those figures being mentioned in our country. But it's not a scandal that we're spending twice as much as any other EU country. It's not a scandal that this government has brought in initiatives and schemes where there was none in relation to cost rental, in relation to affordable schemes, in relation to void units being helped and assisted to be brought back into use. Every effort and demand of government is being made by us in the backbenches and others to ensure that there's continuously more initiatives, more progress and more success. And as I said to you, I have a responsibility in my constituency as Cian O'Callaghan and the our ear than everybody else has in theirs. And can they point to their constituency and to the developments that are taking place despite those log jams? I've mentioned to you up to 300 social houses. I've mentioned up to 600 private homes being built today. They are solutions. Are they happening quick enough? No, they're not. What are we doing to stop them? We're looking at the Planning and Development Bill and to stop those log jams to ensure that supply gets back to where it should be, and then we can address it.
Barry Cowan, Fianna Fáil TD, thank you for joining us on the programme. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.